Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Mark Clark is here. It's MediConnect, the inside connection, bridging the healthcare gap. We have so much to get to, so let's get started. And a special guest is waiting in the wings. Mark, how are you? Good morning.
I'm fantastic, Rob. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now that you're here, we have a lot to get to and an incredible guest. So why don't we just tell the folks who is here, then we'll welcome her in just
sure.
a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Carrie Panza from Panza Legal Services is here with us today. We're going to have a nice conversation about what they do and how they can help our audience, and it's going to be we're going to have a lot of fun today. We got the heat. I hope we got some pool time this week. Did you get some pool time?
No.
Okay.
But there's a garden hose. Does that count?
Hey, that's the old time, right?
We used to
drink out of the hose and we used to squirt each other, right?
They'll
tell the kids today not to drink out of the hose, right? But we did it every day. So
I'd do it today if I needed it.
Yeah, cold water's good. Anyway, yeah, what a crazy heat wave we're living through. And I love the heat. I don't know about you, but summer's my favorite time of year. So, today we're going to talk about some things. I've got a little bit later today, we're going to talk about the three biggest changes coming to Medicare in 2025. Some big adjustments coming to the Medicare space. And I want to say, if you've never worked with MediConnect ever, this is the year you really want to call us. We have live advisors standing by at 888-818-6334. Right now, they're waiting. They can take your call. They can schedule an appointment. And, Rob, it's just important that people understand there's a little bit of a shakeup going on with Medicare in this next season. And so you really don't want to have to navigate that yourself. We can walk you through, we can help you understand, and the sooner you make an appointment, the better, because you'll establish a relationship with us, we'll be able to help you understand where you stand at this point, and then we'll be able to help you if something shifts with the plan that you're on, we'll be able to help you understand where you could go to get the benefits that you need.
So whatever you need, they can help. So before we get to our guests, we have a lot of stuff to get to in the first segment, as we always do this day in history. We've got our trivia question, famous birthdays, and more. So, Mark, it's all yours. Let's get going.
Yeah. So this is my favorite one of the day. We have June 22nd, and on June 22nd, 1940, okay, the first Dairy Queen restaurant opens in Juliet, Illinois. Yum is what I want to say.
Listen, I'm old enough to remember, and I'm older than both of you, when the first Dairy Queen actually came to Western Pennsylvania. It was huge.
Because, yeah.
I mean, for years, I'd hear people on vacation. We stopped at DQ out there in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting and waiting. So I'm just so happy, scrumptilicious, that they're here on the East Coast.
Let's go get a dilly bar,
oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah. Dairy Queen can thank me later for the little...
Listen, this is what I used to do. I was such a fanatic, and Carrie, as we roll through the hour, you'll realize that I do have issues, and we all know that. I would go in and tip the people at Dairy Queen to make me a special concoction, which was a quart of soft serve, but it would be filled with coconut.
Ooh.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
And I would walk in, and you know you've been frequenting Dairy Queen a lot when you would walk through the doors, pint, coconut. They knew exactly. To this day, one of my favorite ways
you
to enjoy Dairy Queen.
Frequent flyer, right?
At least two or three times a week.
That's great. And you and my wife would get along well, because she likes coconut and ice cream and donuts, all of that. If there's coconut, especially toasted coconut, there she is. Okay, we'll get on to business. My wife's going to like this one too. June 22nd, 1955, Walt Disney's animated film Lady and the Tramp was released. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Get your spaghetti noodles ready, right? And June 22nd, 1973, George Harrison released his fourth studio album. Living in the Material World. That was when he released it in the UK. I was wondering when I was thinking about this, Rob, I wonder if Madonna had ever heard that one. Maybe some of our listeners will understand why I say that. Living in the Material World.
Well, she was around. So was I.
She was the material girl.
We were sophomores in high school, so I'm sure she was listening.
There you go. Right? And then in 1982, people want to pay attention to this one closely. We'll get back to it, but in Major League Baseball, Philadelphia Phillies infielder Pete Rose gets his 3,772nd career hit. We're going to get back to that maybe a little bit later.
I saw that happen. Not in person, but I remember watching it.
Yeah. Pete Rose, known for Charlie Hustle, right?
Tremendous.
And you know, I'm on the fence. I don't know whether they should let him into the Hall of Fame or not, but that's a topic for another show.
Let him in.
I'll just shut up with that. But anyway, happy birthday. Well, probably not going to hear this from me today, but June 22nd, famous birthdays. June 22nd, 1903, the notorious American bank robber John Dillinger was born in Indianapolis, Indiana. When I think way back like that, Rob, I think of my grandfather. He was born in 1918, so I'm thinking, John Dillinger's definitely long gone, but I wonder what kind of relatives he has left, right? How about this one? Chris Christopherson. He was born June 22nd, 1936. American singer, songwriter, born in Brownsville, Texas. He was, I guess, in The Star Is Born, right?
That was his biggest break because you know who turned it down, that role?
I don't. Who?
Elvis.
Elvis turned it down.
Barbara Streisand wanted Elvis, but he said no because of Colonel Tom Parker being a knucklehead, which would have catapulted him back to stardom, I believe, and maybe he would have lived.
Right.
But Chris Christopherson, who had been doing a lot of songwriting for Johnny Cash,
okay. That
was his big break.
Yeah. What was he wrote?
Boy Named Sue.
Yeah. A
couple of other ones, too.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Chris Christopherson. And here's a local guy, Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete. He was born June 22nd, 1947, NBA Hall of Famer, five-time NBA All-Star, NBA scoring champ in 1977. Mm-hmm. He was born in Aliquippa, PA. How about that?
And his father was Press Maravich, who was the basketball coach there. And coming up Monday night on my show, the mayor of Aliquippa, Dewan Walker, talking about all sorts of good news in the world of industry along the Ohio River in Aliquippa. So it all fits.
That's fantastic. And, you know, the sad thing about Pistol Pete was he died very, very young.
Heart ailment. Right after a pickup basketball
game. He was like 41. I remember when that happened. I can remember the announcement of that happening.
And Caitlin Clark just broke his all-time scoring record.
That's right.
If they'd have had the three-point shot, no one would have ever touched it.
Pistol Pete was the man. You hear legends of the game talk about Pistol Pete. Definitely. Definitely. So let's get to that trivia question, right, Rob?
Okay.
So earlier here, I talked about in 1982, June 22nd, 1982, Philadelphia Phillies infielder Pete Rose hit his 3,772nd career hit. Here's the question today. Who did Pete Rose pass on the career hits list to take second place? You get a $15 Get-Go gas card. I want to know, who did Pete Rose pass on that career hits list to take over second place?
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Now, here are these seminars that are up and coming. Go ahead, Mark.
And again, we got the seminars all over Pittsburgh. We had a lot of seminars this past week. The ones coming up here at the end of the month and next month. Here we go. If you're new to Medicare or you just want to learn something about how Medicare works because it's coming up soon to you, we've got one June 25th at 6 p.m. at the Murraysville Community Center. That's at 3091 Carson Avenue in Murraysville. We've got June 27th at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Bell Vernon. I've hosted that one many times. That's 181 Finley Road in Bell Vernon. July 9th at 2 p.m. UPMC Harbor Gardens. That's at 1650 Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. July 17th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Barrett offices in Wexford. That's 12570 Perry Highway, Suite 100 in Wexford. And July 24th, at 6 p.m. Bethel Park Community Center, 5151 Park Avenue, Bethel Park, PA. And July 31st will be at 6 p.m. at the UPMC Connect Center. That's 1768 A Golden High Mile Highway in Monroeville, PA. We've got our top-rated experts standing by, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the seminar tabs. The seminars are free, but we'd like you to register so we'll be prepared. We'll be ready. We'll know how many to be prepared for. Again, that number's 888-818-6334. When we come back, we're going to talk about the three biggest changes coming to Medicare in 2025. And then we have our special guest, Carrie Panza from Panza Legal Services.
All right, coming back, MediConnect, the inside connection. Mark Clark and your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right, I can tell you that Melanie in Oakmont is the winner, and here's the trivia question and the winning answer, and she will receive a $15 Get-Go gas card. Mark.
All right, so the question was, who did Pete Rose pass on the career hits list to take second place back in 1982? It was Hank Aaron. He passed Hank Aaron with his 3,772nd hit. He took second place. And do you remember, Rob, do you know how many hits Pete Rose ended up with?
I don't. I want to say 3,000. No, I don't. I was going to take, I think about how many more?
So he ended with 4,256 hits. So I'm not good at math real quick.
So he
like
got
that,
over, so. He got over 4,000.
Oh yeah. And he's still number one today.
Well, nobody's going to catch him.
Yeah, I got you. And congratulations to Melanie. We'll get that Get-Go gas card out to you this week. And Rob, I want to make sure we go over the seminars again real quick. We're going to make sure if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, if you're getting ready to age into Medicare, if you just have Medicare questions, want to understand it better, you want to come to one of our seminars. We've got seminars June 25th, 6 p.m. at the Murraysville Community Center. That's 3091 Carson Avenue in Murraysville, June 27th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn in Bell Vernon, 181 Finley Road in Bell Vernon, July 9th at 2 p.m., UPMC Harbor Gardens at 1650 Metropolitan Street, July 17th will be at the Baird offices, that's at 12570 Perry Highway, Suite 100 in Wexford. Will be July 24th at 6 p.m. Bethel Park Community Center, 5151 Park Avenue in Bethel Park. And July 31st at 6 p.m. UPMC Connect Center, 1768A Golden Mile Highway, Monroeville, PA. Our agents are standing by at 888-818-6334. They can register for the seminar. They can also answer some of your questions and schedule you for an appointment this coming week. So make sure you call in today. We want to talk a little today, Rob. I want to talk about there's some big shakeups going on with Medicare in this next season. Three of the biggest changes to Medicare in 2025. Some of these things, I read some articles in Forbes. We want to focus on some of these things today. And basically what happens, Rob, every year in April, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they publish this thing called the final rule. The final rule really tells you what the changes to Medicare are going to be in the upcoming season, in the next year. And so there's three big potential changes that might really potentially affect our clients. So just the general public needs to know. The number one is that they're cracking down on agents and brokers who sell certain types of policies, Medicare Advantage plans, Medigap plans, Part D prescription drug plans. They're cracking down on them. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes agents or agencies will have high pressure sales tactics, right? Or they'll be motivated by certain prizes to sell certain products. They'll be motivated by vacations or bonuses, you know, and Medicare wants to crack down on that kind of stuff. And so, you know, one spokesperson said, hey, this is a big win for seniors. It strengthens the protections from deceptive or high pressure marketing practices. And so it's really going to mean that agencies are no longer going to be able to offer agents incentives to push one product over the other. And I will tell you, at MediConnect, we work with all the major carriers, and what we do is we make sure our agents understand that we're always going to do what's right for the consumer. We're always going to choose to help them see the plans that are going to work for them and give them the benefits that they need, Carrie. And it's just going to we're never forcing. I've never been in a position doing what I do where I felt like I was forcing somebody to take one product over another. That's we focus on educating first. And when we educate people, we teach them the difference between an Advantage plan and a Medigap plan. We teach them what the prescription drug coverage is going to look like on their plans, what Original Medicare is. And we give the consumer the tools they need to make a decision for themselves. And so Medicare is going to crack down on that stuff. It's going to mean safer, easier ways for people to get the coverage they need. The second big thing that they're doing, and this it might be new, and I think it's important to mention, this is new. There's going to be a mid-year notification to people on Medicare Advantage plans that reminds them about their plan's unused supplemental benefits. And all these Advantage plans come with all these extras. I jokingly will say, Carrie, to people, you know, they're going to promise to come shine your shoes or cut your grass or walk your dog, right? And they're not really going to promise those things, but they offer things like dental, vision, and hearing. They offer over-the-counter benefits. It's like a pile of money they'll give you every month to buy toothpaste or hemorrhoid cream, and I always say just don't get them mixed up, right? Don't want to brush your teeth with hemorrhoid cream. I'm sorry, Rob. I have to make people laugh.
I have a line that could turn this into a garage. Believe me.
Okay. Well, we won't do that today. I always say in my seminars, I love making people laugh and smile, right? But these plans offer all kinds of extra benefits, but there's some studies out there that show that a lot of people don't take advantage of those extras. Although, that's why people will say they take those Advantage plans. They say, well, I want the Advantage plan because I get all these extra things, right? And then they don't use them. And so Medicare is what they're doing in 2025. People on Medicare Advantage plans will receive, in July, they'll receive a mid-year notification of their unused benefits. So what this will be, it will be a list of the supplemental benefits a person hasn't used, the scope and out-of-pocket costs if they want to claim those, if there is any cost. There'll be instructions on how to get those benefits.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And then there'll be a phone number, like a customer service number. And again, this is where I'll stop and say this is where MediConnect comes in, right? We're going to come in and we're going to, we go do this all the time. We sit down with clients. Clients call us, Gary, and they say, Mark, I don't understand how to get the over-the-counter benefit. And we'll send an agent out to talk to them. I know we're cutting short in time, but the other big major thing is the $2,000 annual cap on out-of-pocket costs with prescription drugs. We can talk about that a little while later here, Rob. I know we're getting close to our time, but you know it's important for people to understand that although there's going to be a cap on their out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs, that might not be a benefit to everybody, and we just got to be careful how we judge that.
All right, tell everybody who's coming up on the other side of the break.
That's Carrie Panza is coming up from Panza Legal Services. I can't wait to have a conversation with her. You don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you tune in. It's going to be a great part of our show today.
All right, just moments away. Stay with us. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. All right, these are the parts of the show that I love because I get to learn like the rest of you, and I am in that wheelhouse of people who need to know this stuff. So without further ado, Mark Clark is your host, Inside Connection MediConnect, and we are ready to welcome our attorney to the broadcast.
Go right ahead. That's right. Yes, Attorney Carrie Panza. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you here today. She's with Panza Legal Services, and she's going to talk about what they do today. I want to make sure you know the website up front. That's panzalegal.com. And then the phone numbers, if you want to get a hold of Carrie or her firm, you want to call 833. I love this. 833-GO-PANZA, right? That's 412-467-2692. Or you can call 412-850-4100. Carrie, it's so great to have you. This is always my favorite part because I love meeting people. I love talking to people about what they do. And tell people a little bit about your connection to Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, all that.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. So I grew up in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. I still live in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. My mom's from the North Side. My dad's from Sharpsburg. We're a Pittsburgh family. And I've lived here the majority of my life. I did leave for college and law school. I went to law school in Harrisburg at Widener Commonwealth. But it was always with the intention of returning to Pittsburgh and using those skills and things I learned in law school to help the people in my community. So I made my way back in 2018, opened Panza Legal in 2020.
Okay.
We service people all over the Pittsburgh region, but we also go as far north as Erie, probably as far east as Bedford, and then within Pennsylvania on the west and south side of the city. And we're doing primarily Social Security disability. That's what I do. Yeah.
And that's a big part of, we run into that a lot in what we do. You know, people are either trying to get disability or they're on disability. And sometimes that can mean some changes or differences in the kind of Medicare that they can have available. This is an interesting subject because I always want to dive a little deeper into it. But who should apply for Social Security disability?
Sure. And today I'm going to focus on the Social Security Disability Insurance Program with Social Security. There is another program for people who are low income and don't have a strong work history. But today I want to talk about disability insurance. And that is going to be someone who has a strong work history. You have to have 40 work credits to apply for that program. And now they're out of work because they're having a health issue. Now, there is a caveat to that. You can still work part-time and still qualify. This year, if you're making less than $1,550 a month, you can still apply. They're not going to hold that against you.
Okay.
If you're approved, you get your full benefit amount. They don't discount it by how much income you have or anything like that. So you have to be out of work or working minimally, and you have to be out of work for 12 months or more, or be expected to be out of work for 12 months or more.
Okay.
With that said, you don't want to wait 12 months to apply. As soon as you drop below that $1,550 or you stop working altogether, you want to get that application filed. It is a long process. It can be a long process. And some people are approved after 6 months because they're expected to be out of work for 12 months or more. So you don't have to really hit that 12-month mark to begin the process. And that's important to know because some people do wait. They don't realize.
Sure.
But you don't want to go down that road if you don't have to. You want to get that application in early.
Now, when you said you have to have 40 working credits, can you explain those credits?
Sure. Yeah. So you can earn one credit a quarter. So you can earn four credits a year.
Okay.
And to qualify for disability insurance, you have to have 40 credits, 20 of which have to be in the last 10 years.
Okay.
So they make it a little bit confusing for people, but the main point is that 20 of those have to be in the last 10 years. So if you stop working and you wait to apply, like maybe your spouse is working and you feel, okay, we don't need to apply, and you wait 5 or 6 years, that can become a problem. You might no longer qualify for that program because of that time period that you waited.
So sooner is better than later.
Sooner is better. As soon as you know. And I always tell people, if you're still working full time, but you're struggling, it's hard for you. Maybe you've been put on light duty or accommodations have been made for you at work so you can continue.
Right.
That's when you should be calling me.
Okay.
Because I will typically have people get a form filled out by their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If the form looks supportive of disability, then they have that information and they can decide, you know what, I am going to just take the step and leave work and get the application filed. At least then they have a better, not a guarantee, of course, but a better idea of whether they're going to qualify or not.
Are there any other hurdles or difficulties that make it more difficult to get approved?
Yeah, definitely. So certainly it is harder for younger people to get approved.
Okay.
And Social Security divides ages into categories. So 18 to 49 is young.
Okay.
Once you turn 50, there's some additional rules that will apply to the case that make it easier to qualify in some cases. So, for example, I had a client who was a welder. He was in the welders union for 30 years.
Okay.
He's 55. He is having what most tradespeople end up with, back problems, knee problems, shoulder or orthopedic issues,
sure.
and chronic pain. So we file his application. We did have to go to hearing. We get to the hearing and the analysis is not, is there any other job that you can work? It's, do you have skills from what you were doing that would transfer to lighter work? For a welder, that answer is almost always no. Okay, they're a welder. That's what their skills are, welding.
Yeah, I can't think of a, I take two pieces of metal and I connect them together. I don't know where else you could.
Right. It's a very specific skill set.
Right.
And there is not sedentary or like a seated job where you could use those skills.
Right.
So he qualified. But if you have that same client and they're 45, Social Security says, is there any other job you can do? Whether it's unskilled, sedentary, you know, and they come up with some interesting positions. There's a vocational expert at every hearing and they'll say things like, you could be a pillow stuffer at a factory. I heard a potato chip sorter at a potato chip manufacturing plant. You know, it's not always off the wall jobs, but they come up with jobs that are pretty simple. And as far as skills are concerned, and also you can sit down while you're doing them.
Okay.
So that's the difference between someone young who's applying and someone who is 50 plus. Those extra rules, they don't expect you to retrain and start in a new industry.
Okay.
They don't expect you to go back to school and figure it out. And they don't expect you to work an unskilled job if you've been working a skilled job.
Well, that's pretty good news. And this is all making me think, should somebody or do you have to have an attorney to apply for Social Security disability?
So technically, you don't need an attorney for any legal proceeding. You always have the right to represent yourself. But I recommend having an attorney from the start too, from the application.
Okay.
At the very latest, you don't want to go into a hearing without an attorney, but I do recommend having one from the start. When I have a new client, I personally file their application. I do it online. I have them on the phone with me. I make sure every detail that needs to be in the application is in there. Now you can do it by yourself, but you might miss something.
Yeah.
Some people don't realize they need to include medical providers that might be for like an issue they have that's not causing the disability. Maybe they have hypertension, but that's not their main problem. So they leave off their cardiovascular doctor. But Social Security needs a comprehensive list of everybody that you see, of all of your past work. And I work with clients through that stage of it. Not all Social Security attorneys will do that. They'll say, come back to us when you've gotten a denial. That's when we pick up the case.
Okay.
But that's not my style. I like to be with people from the beginning. I think it really increases their chance of getting approved early in the process if they have an attorney involved. So that's my typical practice when I have a new client.
What other things set Panza Legal Services apart from other law firms?
Well, I would say we're 100% client focused. Like I was saying, I'm with the clients from the very beginning. I do not utilize support staff to do those steps, which I think a lot of the larger practices do. I spoke with a Social Security disability attorney a while back. I won't say who or what practice, but she told me that she handles 20 to 25 hearings a month. So that was somewhat shocking to me. I mean, that's high volume as far as their caseload and how many clients they're taking on. And I have gotten calls from people looking for an attorney who will say, hey, I'm with this firm, but I've never gotten to speak with the attorney. I've never talked to them. They said, I can't talk to them till the day before the hearing. We are the complete opposite in that respect. You know, I'm with people from the beginning. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's a, you know, I like to say, even within what we do with Medicare, right? We like to take people by the hand and walk them through this process, right? Because it can be confusing. It can be, people can make the wrong choices. So it's really important that you have legal advice and help doing any of these things.
That's why you need Carrie.
That's it. That's why you need Carrie.
Absolutely.
Attorney Carrie.
Well, you know, I just got a text message from a friend I haven't heard from in a long time, and she is on Social Security disability. I'm not sure if she's listening or not, but an attorney changed her life. So you got to get an attorney. These are life-changing things that we're talking about. Medicare, Social Security disability, MediConnectInsurance.com. We're going to run the seminars, take a break, come back one more segment with our attorney guest, and then we'll wrap it up. Go ahead, Mark.
That's it. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you want to learn something more, you want to be educated about Medicare, you want to come to one of our seminars. June 25th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Murraysville Community Center. That's 3091 Carson Avenue, Murraysville. July 27th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon. That's 181 Finley Road in Belle Vernon. July 9th at 2 p.m. we'll be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens at 1650 Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. July 17th will be at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Baird offices. That's 12570 Perry Highway, Suite 100 in Wexford. July 24th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Bethel Park Community Center. That's 5151 Park Avenue, Bethel Park. And July 31st at 6 p.m. we'll be at the UPMC Connect Center. That's 1768 A Golden Mile Highway, Monroeville, PA. 888-818-6334. You can register through the phone number or go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click the seminars tab.
All right, so, and more coming up with Attorney Carrie Panza from Panza Legal Services when we get back with Mark Clark. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect with your Pratt Pack on KDK. As always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. We're on the Odyssey app, but you can also watch us on our video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. All right, here we go. Back to Mark Clark. Final segment of the Inside Connection. Attorney Carrie Panza is here, Panza Legal Services. It's all yours, Mark.
That's it. We're talking to Carrie Panza, Attorney Carrie Panza. And great having her here today. So another question that's popping in my mind here, Carrie, is if somebody's going to when there's a disability, Social Security disability hearing, would I have to go in person?
So, Mark, that it used to be that you would.
Okay.
Before COVID, all the hearings were in person. And there were very, very few exceptions to that rule. You had to head either downtown, if you were in the Pittsburgh hearing office, or to the Seven Fields hearing office, which is for the northern suburbs and north up to Erie.
Okay.
But when COVID hit, Social Security very efficiently and in an organized way, which was a little surprising, switched over to telephone hearings almost right away. They barely skipped a beat. And after telephone hearings, they added video hearings. And then when COVID, you know, died down a little bit, they put in-person back in place. So now you have the option of either telephone, video, or in-person. Now, I would say 99% of people are doing telephone. It really relieves a lot of stress. My clients, you know, everyone's disabled. They're either having a physical disability, a mental health disability. The idea of driving into downtown Pittsburgh, finding parking, going into the federal building, getting upstairs, that was very daunting for a lot of my clients.
Sure.
And now, you know, they just check a box. It's a telephone hearing. Everybody, they can either be with me at my office or even they're at home. I'm at my office. Judges usually at home, actually. I think they're remote as well.
Right.
And we're on the call together. It lasts about an hour and it is much less stressful, I have found, for my clients. So we do mostly telephone hearings, although if somebody wants an in-person.
Right.
And there are times when I recommend in-person, but very rarely. I would say telephone works best for most people. And I still have, you know, that knowledge of when I practiced in front of these judges. I prep my clients, hey, you have this judge. You know, we know either he's very nice or she's tough. And we go into it with this background knowledge. I do an hour-long prep call with my clients the day before hearing.
Okay.
So they know what to expect. I go through all the questions I think the judge is going to ask them and all the questions that I plan to ask them and let them know, again, the temperament of the judge. It matters. You know, it matters for the
sure.
case. Their approval rate matters for the case.
Right.
So we go through all of those details ahead of time to make sure they feel prepared, whether it's a telephone hearing, a video, or in person. And typically, you know, people do just fine once we're able to do that.
It's amazing how the pandemic, the internet's been around. People have been able to do video conferencing mm-hmm. for years. But the pandemic kind of launched us into accepting it, embracing it more, right?
Right. It's so true.
It just means it just makes so much sense that somebody that's filing a disability case might not be able to be there in person. So it's just funny. It's a funny thing how society works and how it all comes down. You also do something else, real estate closings.
Yes, that's right. We added real estate closings a few years ago.
Okay.
Now, my husband works at my practice with me, so he takes the lead on the real estate closings.
Okay.
Although we do that together, but he's the lead on that, Lucas Mellinger. And that means if you are buying a home mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania, the buyer gets to choose the title company. Mm-hmm. So you get to choose your title company, and that's where people would have the option of picking us to handle their real estate closing.
Okay.
We do the full suite of services. You know, we can help with contract drafting at the beginning of the process, filing, you know, getting amendments drafted if they need to. And then, of course, title search, title insurance, handling the actual closing, you know, organizing that and scheduling it and making sure everyone's in the right place and all the right paperwork's getting signed, filed, recorded. So that aspect of our practice has been going very well. So if anybody's buying a house, you know, they're retiring and they're downsizing. Some people are upsizing then, but either way, you know, we're happy to help them with their purchase.
Yeah. Well, Panza Legal Services sounds like a great place to, not just to work, but to work with. And, you know, it's great having you here today. I definitely think that our listening audience can benefit from speaking to you. We want to make sure, give their your phone number, your website.
Yeah, absolutely. So the phone number is 412-850-4100. The website is panzalegal.com. And, you know, we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call anytime. And if you don't, you know, get through to someone, you leave a message, we're calling back within 24 hours to make sure we connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Carrie, thanks for being here with me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I want to cover the seminars coming up before we leave. We've got seminars coming up here in June and July. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months and you need some help understanding how Medicare works and how it's going to work for you, call our number at 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click the seminars tab. You can register there. Our seminars are June 25th at 6 p.m., Murraysville Community Center. That's 3091 Carson Avenue in Murraysville. June 27th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn in Belle Vernon, 181 Finley Road, Belle Vernon, PA. June 9th at 2 p.m., UPMC Harbor Gardens. That's 1650 Metropolitan Street, Pittsburgh. June 17th, we'll be at the Baird offices. That's at 12570 Perry Highway, Suite 100 in Wexford. July 24th at 6 p.m. Bethel Park Community Center, 5151 Park Avenue, Bethel Park. July 31st at 6 p.m. UPMC Connect Center. That's at 1768 A Golden Mile Highway, Monroeville, PA.
All right. Again, remember 888-818-6334. And you can always schedule an appointment with the people at MediConnect. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. You can also reserve your free space at those seminars by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab. Attorney Carrie Panza, PanzaLegal.com, 833-GO-PANZA, 412-467-2692, 412-467-2692, 412-850-4100, 412-850-4100. And before I even get an hour into my day after I leave here, someone's going to say to me at the grocery store, wherever I'm at, getting gas at a Sheetz, hey, by the way, that attorney for closing the real estate, what's her number? So I'm taking this with me. All right, Carrie, you did a great job. Thank you very much for stopping by today. Mark, always a pleasure.
It is always great to be here.
News coming up next.